Caroline's Divorce. Handbill called an address to the Queen, printed in Manchester, 4th of September 1820. It concerns Caroline of Brunswick's appeal against George IV's action to divorce her. TNA catalogue reference H040/14F295. Address to the Queen. Manchester, September the 4th, 1820. The following address of the artisans, mechanics, and labouring classes of the town of Manchester was read and adopted at a public meeting, held this day in the Union Rooms, George Lee Street, convened by previous advertisement. To Her Most Gracious Majesty the Queen. May it please Your Majesty. We, His Majesty's loyal subjects, the artisans, mechanics, and labouring classes of the town of Manchester, beg leave most respectfully to approach Your Majesty with our congratulations on your return amongst us, in contempt and defiance of the artifices and threats of your enemies. We beseech Your Majesty to accept our condolence on the demise of your ever-to-be-lamented and beloved daughter. We assure Your Majesty that in no part of His Majesty's dominions was the loss which the nation sustained on that melancholy occasion more deeply regretted or sincerely felt than in this town and neighbourhood. We looked forward with anxiety and hope to the day when it should please Providence to invest her with the authority of the high station to which she appeared to be destined, as a period at which not only the nation at large would have entered upon a brighter and happier course, but this district in particular would have been delivered from an odious and oppressive local domination, aggravated by all the evils which ignorance and folly can accumulate upon a suffering population. We feel that the measure now in progress against Your Majesty is subversive of every safeguard of the rights and liberties of the people. We believe that the design in degrading and dethroning Your Majesty by the monstrous bill which the Ministry have introduced into Parliament, and which at once creates the crime and fixes the penalty, is to give a striking and practical instance of the absurd claim to omnipotence, which those who sit in the seats which ought to be filled by the representatives of the nation set up over the laws and constitution of our country. If the first subject in the realm can be destroyed without even an offence against the law being imputed to her, who can hereafter describe the difference between such a state of things and a state of absolute despotism, in which the will and pleasure of the prince are alone the rule and measure of obedience? Apart, therefore, from all the considerations of the grievous injustice which Your Majesty will individually suffer by such an outrage upon the laws as that by which it is now sought to deprive you of your undoubted rights, we are convinced that, on public grounds and with reference to the general safety, we are bound to raise our voices in defence of Your Majesty. And we do solemnly declare in the language of one of Your Majesty's council that whatever may be enacted against you in Parliament, we will never consent to pay respect to any person who, in virtue of such enactment, may usurp Your Majesty's situation. We regard your title to your rank to be as well founded and perfect as that of His Majesty to the throne on which he sits for the public good, and for this public good only. And we applaud Your Majesty's determination to resist the attempt to dishonour you with all the means which it shall please God to give you. The artisans and mechanics of this populous and powerful district partake with us in admiration of your determination, and in readiness to assist you in carrying it into effect by all the means which we constitutionally possess, and which we humbly tender for Your Majesty's acceptance. Your Majesty cannot be unacquainted with the severe privations and deep sufferings of this immense population, and doubtless Your Majesty's benevolent heart has been wrung at the dreadful events of the fatal 16th of August. The same power which scourged us is now oppressing you. It is not less our interest than our duty, therefore, to stand up against your Majesty's enemies, who are also the enemies of the rights and liberties of the whole people. The deep-rooted and atrocious designs of this faction must be defeated, or the nation sinks at once into utter and hopeless slavery. We declare that we would rather die than live under such a state of things as that which our enemies are preparing for us. This is our solemn and serious resolution. As far as our power can extend, we will prevent your Majesty from being unjustly and unlawfully sacrificed. We have no fortunes to offer, but we hold our lives valueless when justice and freedom are in danger. Evans, Printer, Manchester.